Shemitah Shir. Tuesday night, Oral Yud Beis Adar Aleph, Tovshin Ayin Dalet. So for the next few weeks, I didn't know how to handle this, and I still don't. I want to go over the halachas of the agricultural, the Rambam Perek Aleph is really just about everything. I don't see ourselves learning about Perek Beis, how to very nitty gritty details of agricultural things that we don't do anymore. So I don't know what we'll do. The Perek Aleph is the Yesod, and we can really learn a lot of the halachas. I wasn't sure what to do, because I still don't know what to do. I'm going to use this sefer, because having learned Shabbos Haaretz on the Rambam, this is the Mechon's Hilchos Shviyos, the Dati Lumi equivalent of Mishpatei Haaretz, which is Rav Efrati's Hilchos Shviyos. They sent me their Hora'os to the Chaklaim, 91 page PDF file. But that's mine now. I could make copies and give it out. But before we, I don't know yet how we'll handle it, but that's like very, very nitty gritty. What to do about orange trees, and what to do, like, admonish Hora'ot to the Chaklaim, who are signed up to their Otsa Beisdin, to the Otsa Haaretz, which is the Beisdin of Mechon HaTorah Haaretz for Shviyas. So they sent me to Hora'ot to the Chaklaim. But meanwhile, this is the Sefer and the Shviyas, so I don't know. I'm not going to tell anybody to go buy the sefer, even though it's a wonderful sefer. If you go buy it, you can tell the difference. I told you, Mishpatei Haaretz is drab gray, and this is so I don't know how, you know, I'll, you can take notes if you want. I guess ask them reshus. I don't feel like ask them reshus to make like 10 copies of each page. It's not nice. I don't want to ask them reshus. I don't want to ask them, someone wants to ask them. Well, you can buy a copy, but I don't know if it's a good idea. Let's see how it goes. Make believe I'm giving a shiur in Hilchos Shviyos. You can take notes, you can listen. Okay, so...
We're not using Shabbos.
No, for the next few weeks, because the Shabbos Aris is a parish on the Rambam, Hilchos Shmita. We're not learning Rambam anymore. We finished Perek Aleph, which has really 80% of what we need to know for Avodas HaKarka and Shviyos. 80%, maybe 85%, is in that Perek Aleph of the Rambam, which we just completed. Okay, so we know, with the Oraisa, there are four malachas you can't do. Sot Chalot Tizra, Kama Chalot Tizmor, Sot Chalot Tzitzar, and Betzira. Okay, and that's with the Oraisa. Harisha is a Shaila in the postgim, whether it's also in a Torah, either through Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim or from Bechorish of Akotzer Tishbos, which we'd be talking about Harisha, or it's only Midrabanon. So, Machlokas. Now, you have to help me out here with the Hebrew. Plicha, Pei Lamed Yud Ches Hei. Plicha Amuka HaBetayeves Es HaKarka. Betayeves means moistens. No. Improve test. Improves maybe for the word Tova. Plicha, I guess a deep furrow. A deep furrow that softens the earth or prepares it for Zariah is Harisha. Now there's different types of Harisha. So in the footnotes they bring down as follows. According to the Chazon Ish, the Oraisa Dika Harisha, let's assume for a moment, we'll assume now Harisha is also in the Oraisa. And we're trying to figure out what kind of Harisha, because there's different types of Harisha. The Chazon Ish holds that it's something that readies the field, hachonas matzah zroim. What is that? I mean, how do you, preparing the ground for planting. What? But Now, what's this word? Kiltur b'mata'im. Kiltur. So a more surface type of harisha, which is more shitchi, ain't a harisha, according to the Chazon Ish. And also he was mekil av bedisuk. See, I don't know what these things mean, I'm afraid, I'm sorry. Disuk, anybody? I thought you guys know Hebrew. Disuk?
We're not farmers.
Do you know what this word is? Kiltur, kufya, kuf yud lamed tezvav resh. A kiltur b'matoyim. What?
Matayber for,
plants. Anyway, it's only the deep furrows that prepares the field that now you're going to plant the field. Just being around, I guess being chorish maybe to soften the earth on something that's already planted, which is not as deep. And so that's not chavishu midirais according to the Chazon Ish. All of these, according to... But Mordechai Leo holds any harisha that would be a harisha for Shabbos would be a harisha for Shvius. From this from Karelitz Paskins Zanish, the more makil, that it's only something that makes the ground now ready to be makabel seeds. That's the only harisha which would be also midiraisa. Rav Shaul Yisraeli, a very famous Gaon, who wrote a lot of halachos for him, shuvos for him. It's interesting. I'm sorry to use these words. I don't know any other words. The Datil Lumi Rabbanim. What other words can I use? They're more machmir, and the Chazon Ish of the Sukkarels are more mekil. Very interesting. But you find that pattern throughout Hilchos Shemitah. That you find that pattern. Anyway, it's not so simple what constitutes harisha. It might certainly be midrabanan according to everybody if it's like hoeing, I guess you would call it, the equivalent of hoeing, where the plant is already planted and you're softening the earth to make it more easier for the plant to get nutrition. Maybe it would be a total Zoraya, maybe. Rak upon him, the Chazon Ish, and from this and all, that Harisha is only a deep Harisha that makes a place where now you're going to put a seed. And there's other types of things which are only, and the other Harishas, Disuk, I guess it's hoeing or something like that. There's only Midrabanon. Now, the other Pu'ulos you do in the land, which are certainly midrabanon, because they're certainly told us of harisha, that is things like taking away the masakel we had, taking away crushing, gushi karka, preparing the field for zriya in a way that's not technical harisha, the way we just described, bein lamar, digging into the land, is certainly Durabonah. You know, everybody's moida that something that would be a tolda of harisha on Shabbos, like Mesakel, or Ma'ader, or, right, so that's only Durabonah on Shemitah. Okay, that's harisha. Zriya is really planting anything. If you plant something, not in the ground, okay, you know, we don't have to learn these technicalities. That's Zriya. Planting trees we saw as a machlokas, but most hold that it's also, with your raisa, if you plant the seed, lu yitzuya. If you do harkova or havracha, that's certainly drabona. That's not called natiya. Okay. Zmira is when you chop something from the vine and it creates that new shoots will shoot out, new branches will come out. That's like a specific type of, it's according to most, just to take off branches, and whether dead or whether Yovesh or Lach, just so it should grow better, is according to most, not all, but most, is not the Zemira Midiyoraisa. But Zemira Midiyoraisa is a very specific cut from where it'll more branches will grow. Even then, there's a machlokes Rishonim, if it's only by a vine or it's by other trees. Okay? That's even once you're doing that specific kind of cut that's called Zmira. The other cutting away dead branches or even live branches to facilitate growth is certainly Midrabana. Okay. And certainly things like fertilizing the land or watering is certainly only Midrabanan. Even though, again, in Hilcha Shabbos, that's a Toldot Zriya and it's a regular Dioraisa. Ketzira and Betzira are, even on the surface, are problematic. And all the Rishonim, even on Chumash, grapple with what are you not allowed to do, Shemitah? You're obviously allowed to eat the fruit. You're allowed to eat things that grow, Midiraisa for sure. You can eat anything that grows. How are you supposed to get it if you can't? Tzadchalosikzar and losivtzar. So there's two biurim we saw. One, the Rambam really elaborates in Perek Dalid, although he alludes to it in Perek Aleph, that it's really, there's two basic pshatim. One is that, well actually, the Rambam is two pshatim, then there's a third. The Rambam holds, it means either don't, it's sort of an adjunct of the Hefker, meaning don't act like a balabos. And the Rambam describes, and it's not really 100% clear, he describes it in Perek Dalet, he says don't cut down the whole field and make an arema, and then you dosh and ma'amer, it's in kamus, it's really in kamus. I don't know if he means after the whole field. And remember, he's talking about a field that you made hefker. Because this is not the Isser of Shomur. This is the Isser, the Oraisa, the Nala Lotikzar. So the Rambam says Lotikzar Lotikzar means like a balabais. And he describes it in terms of kamus. You're acting like a balabais if you take the crop and you act like a balabais. That's how the Rambam describes it. That's an Isser, the Oraisa. Other Rishonim learn, based on the Mishnah and Shvius later, that it means literally you can't cut it in the regular way of cutting. I don't know, I have to see Horaot L'Chakla'ut, if I'm not sure even how we Paskin L'Maisa, that would be in the Horaot L'Chakla'ut. You have to do it a Shinui. Any Avodah B'Mechuber on Shvius has to be done with a Shinui. The Torah means don't cut it in the regular way. I would assume that the pshat in the Issa Torah is like the Rambam, don't act like a balabayus, but whereas the Rambam puts it in terms of kamus, the other Rishonim put it in terms of echus.
Sada.
What?
What's a sada?
Tvua.
So halach lamayis, we're only talking about, so once you have the there of svichim, then the whole sugya is theoretical.
Well, not,
there are many,
yeah, but there are many types of fields. There's four types of fields where there's no Issus Svichim. There's no Issus Svichim if it started growing in Shishis.
That's not going to happen with wheat.
Okay. Wheat in Eretz Yisrael doesn't come from Eretz Yisrael anyway. But, those who are at least Paskins, they go with the Rash. That's something that started growing in Shishis, even a little bit, and has Kedusha Shvius, because it grew mostly in Shvius, or it was Nilkat in Shvius, but there's no Issus Svichim, once it started growing in Shishis. But this is what would apply.
Right, but I think when it's regarding wheat, wheat is planted.
Okay, put wheat. Tfuwa doesn't mean just wheat. Okay. Anyway, again, don't cut it down like a balabayas. Don't be bolzer. You're anovim like a balabayas. And according to the other Rishonim, I assume that's the pshat, like a balabayas. Except they put it in terms of echus. What they poil say is cut it down with a shinui. And the Rambam puts it in terms of kamus. He says, beferish, don't cut it like a balabayas. Don't, he did that befavorish. The other Rishonim don't, but I'm sure, I believe that's the pshat. They just put it in terms of echos instead of in kamos. Another pshat the Rambam says, which is really, the Rambam describes a katsira, or a betsira done la'avodas ha'oretz, or la'avodas ha'ilon. And that would be a problem. You're picking off fruit so that the tree should grow better. According to the Rambam, that is another beer in the Issa D'Oraisa. To quote the Aruch HaShulchan, they bring down here on the bottom, Likach ma'at peiros kudei shahashor yagdilu. What we had really dilul b'zesu. We had that. So the Rambam says that's also the Issa lo sitzar lo sitzar. So again, lo sitzar lo sitzar is not even clear what it means. There's only four malachas that are also the Araisa, and two of them are not even so clear what it means. But the general consensus is that it means don't cut it down like a balabayas. According to the Rambam, it could also be describing cutting it down in a way that's beneficial for the land. Okay. Right. There's a mitzvah saseh of shvitzas hakarka. We said even if it's on the karka, meaning the equivalent of shvitzas kelim according to Beis Shammai on Shabbos would be shvitzas karka, but certainly it's shvitzas karka me'avodas ha'odom, shvitzas karka from a person working it. But the ramification of describing it that way is it would be also for you to let someone else, a Jew, work your field. But we saw it would be okay in the Araisa to let a guy work your field. So the Tzvitzis Karka from a Jew. The Torah is given to Jews. So even if it's Tzvitzis Karka, but it would be okay in the Araisa to let a guy. There is an Isser of Amir La'akum. This is a problem with we'll call it the Haredus Mahalach of dealing with Shemitah, that they never really fully resolved, except they tie that the guy doesn't plant more because of the Jewish market. It's either true or it's not true. I don't know. They don't tell them directly, they give him an order. The guy knows, I don't know. It's one of the problems that that's why they're not comfortable. To quote Rabbi Yael Friedman, a cute guy, I like him, he says, with Shemitah, it's always just a question of a rabbi miyuto. You're never going to be fully satisfied with anything you work out. It's a very difficult, very difficult. Maybe Shabbos would be as difficult if we had to suddenly cope with it after a few centuries of not having Shabbos. Maybe Shabbos would be just as hard, and we would say the same thing. You have to be both a rabbi miyuto. I don't know. But that's how they're
not relying on the Rishonim that,
who the Eda?
They are not relying on the Rishonim, at least in Amir La'akum, that hold that if you have a field which is owned by Goyim, there's no Isser Sriya.
Amir La'akum is anyway Usser. It's only Usser with Rabbanim, but it's Usser.
Amir La'akum is only a problem is Usser for a Jew to plant on that field.
No. Amir La'akum. If I tell a guy on Shabbos to take his material and to sow me a suit.
If I tell a guy to...
In his house, his material.
If I ask a guy to plant in America, that's not a problem.
For me.
So according to some Rishonim...
No,
that's the guy. The payros have no kedusha shvius,
but
the iser zaria is there anyway. Okay, we can't. Maybe you'll hear them. They don't say that. I've never seen that. They say they don't plant extra. I'm not coming to condemn them. Everything's a rabbi miyuto. You have to juggle. They would be thrilled if they could buy everything from Chutz Laretz. They would also be thrilled. There's rumors that that's what they're going to do to Shemitah. I haven't been able to confirm those rumors yet. I don't know if the Misrad, whatever it's called, will let them import so much. There is a store on Sfania in Yerushalayim throughout Shemitah that gets everything from Chutz Laretz. The Driscolls will buy there because they're worried about the Chazanish anyway. That even if it's from Goyish Field that has Kedusha Shviyas, they don't want to deal with Kedusha Shviyas. So, that's rumors. Okay. Rav Kook has a tremendous chiddush. Yeshomim Shemisha Oved B'Sadeu Kurogel B'Chol Shana L'Lo Shinui Avshalo Osam Melachos Asuros is over the mitzvah asay of a shav sa'aretz. It's a tremendous chiddush. You all like that? That's all. Just to treat it normally. Okay.
Yes, if all the malachas you normally do in a year, only derabanan.
Not yet. Yeah. But if you don't change from every year, you're over the asay. Tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Okay. Any agricultural work that you do that has nothing, that your matara is not that the land to grow, but it's like you're digging in the land to make a bor for mayim, or the tzorech binyan, or you're cutting off the trees in order to have firewood. You're cutting down wood to have firewood. They're mutter to do on shvias. So we saw two shitas. One is that technically psikreshe is mutter on shvias. If your intention is a matara that's not beneficial for the land, or it's not the malacha to the Torah asid, then psikreshe is mutter. And the others that hold psikreshe is also hold, you have to do it with a shinui. I don't think there's an afkamina lamaisa, because even those that hold it's mutter hold that there's a problem of maras ayin, and you would have to do something to show that you're not preparing the field. I guess there's maybe a wide gap between making sure there's no marasayin and doing it with a shinui because it's psikreshe and it's really usur. I guess it's not like just the same. So I guess it's usur. Okay. Okay. Now, Perek Beis, I'm flying. Melachas that are... Okay, so we know the yisod. That's in the whole Perek Aleph. Malachas that are diorais are usur even to be monea hezek, and malachas that are only with the rabbanon are only usur amutur if it's to be monea hezek, but a hezek mashmauti. Okay, the Rambam's lashon is okay. Now there's different types of nezek, and now they give their adifiyut, as they call it, for menias hezek. So there's the hezek for the plant. That's the most straightforward hezek, that it would die, or a mashmauti hezek. Okay, then there's something that's to be monea hezek for future years. That's number two on their list of adifiyut. That's not so good, but to be monea hezek for future years. And then there's to be monea hezek for a short term, for the future, which term, not long term. And then there's to be monea hezek from the Paris, right? And then there's monea hezek from Paris shishis or shminis. That's always better. Then there's to be monea hezek from Paris shvius. To be monea hezek from it. Then there's, and that's if they'll be harmed very significantly. Pushing the envelope, as they call it, is to be monea hezek from the fruit in ofen mashmauti that a housewife wouldn't buy it in the store. That's pushing the envelope a lot. The biggest makil here, again, ironically, is the chazanish, the biggest makil. And Rav Kook, Zatzal, he held there's no such thing. Monea hezek from the fruit doesn't exist. That head that doesn't exist. It has to be monea hezek from the tree, from the plant, not from the fruit at all. They certainly don't go with that. Yeah. Okay. Now, if it's monea hezek, but it also has a positive influence, not a positive effect on the tzimuach, where cook holds its mutter. And certainly, if you can do it without having the beneficial effect, you're supposed to do that. It's much worse when you, it's much better, I should say, when the malacha you're doing is not being done to the actual tree or the actual plant, but on the karka around it, right? Some hold it's usur, even a malacha drabanan, when it's being monea hezek, which is essentially mutter, but some hold it's usur when you're doing it to the tree itself. You're doing a malacha in the tree itself. Hetem melachos mishum nezek is even if the nezek's not vadai, but it's you have to be careful with the words. Reasonable to think it'll come. I think that's a good formulation. And again, the horot lechakla'ut gets into specific things like spraying and all kinds of melachos. But that's the yesod. Okay. To be mashke, your field on Shemitah, is mutter, obviously to avoid it dying, or to have the peiros grow in a normal way, it's mutter. If you have to be mezavel, fertilize, or dishun, so you obviously want to try to do it on Erev Shemitah as much as possible. Again, it becomes very kuladik if you say that le'ukme, meaning to be monea hezek, is le'ukme peire, and you want the plants to grow normally. So, but then they set it up with timers. I mean, this is already in the horot l'chakla'ut. They try to avoid mamish directly being mezabel. Although, again, according to the Gedarim, since it's only drabanon, and you can do it, if you want to take the most kuladika approach and say it's mutta l'ukmi peire, and you want to say l'ukmi peire, is that the peire should grow normally, so you're really, basically, so they try to do it with a shinui, and they try to do it with a timer, and they try to do it automatically. It should be more like a grumma than other things. Okay. I see I didn't prepare properly. I apologize. There's really pretty specific descriptions of the malachas you could do. Mapoyo, and I'm not familiar with them. So I apologize for that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is all, it's Greek to me. I didn't think we'd get past the Yosodos, but I see the Yosodos went very quickly. Anybody kill tour? I don't know. This is all. I don't know what any of these words mean.
Cultivating.
Yeah?
What was it?
Cultivating. Kiltur.
Cultivate.
Like, Kiltur Shetchi Limnoa Yitzirus Dokim Ba'adamos to stop. To avoid cracks in the ground. Kadeshalotia Korea Vihisyapsha Sol Sharosha. So that's mutter. So what does cultivating mean? What are you doing? You, it's like hoeing?
It's like you're spreading out the dirt so that it doesn't make cracks.
Because obviously Shetchi, they describe it being Shetchi, not deep. So he says if you're doing it, so here's a good example. So that's, if you're doing it to stop the ground from developing cracks, that would be mutter. if you're doing it to be mishaper, the growth, because it makes more air, it says, or mayim, or it lets in the water better, shipur kalitas mayim, so that's also. We see bazu ain lahatir disk, disuk, disk, mikrim ka'elu. Okay, I see I'm embarrassed. I didn't prepare properly. Very embarrassing. Zmirus HaGefen. Okay, it's also in your eyes, so you can't do it any, even to avoid Nezek. Okay, it's very detailed, Melechus Karka. So, I guess the Horad L'Chakla'ut is just even more detailed than this. Okay. He repeats, according to one day, he can only do pulos that will be Shomer the Eights, and the Peros of Shishas and Shminas. But any Pu'ulos, even the Rabbanon that are doing it for Shmira and Peros Shvias, even Shmira, total, they'll die, is Asur. According to the second sheet, you can do things that are necessary for Shmira's Peros that are on the Eights, but you can't do just to be Shomer them that are on the Eights, even Shvias. But you can't do it to make it grow better. And according to the Deus Lishis, mutter to do any pu'ula that will avoid a mashma'uti difference in the growth of the peiros. The tzorech lehisyayit a marav hamkomi, right? Kol chaklai yisyayit a marav hamkomi if they lahachlit al piyaz hashita lalechas. Okay, that's the sefer, the halacha sefer. But the otz ha'aretz are very makel. They're very makel. They say they are. They know they are.
Shmiras peiros.
What?
Shmiras peiros is a definition.
Shmiras peiros.
Shmiras.
Shmiras peiros is a kula, right? Off the bat. Then what constitutes Shmira is another set of madregos. They go basically the full amount. The truth is, what they showed me could trace them to the Chazon Ish was Mekel. This was Mekel certainly for Peros, and even as I, for a Mashmouti difference in the quality of the Peros. What they do is they already went a little further. Because the Chazon Ish is talking about if I'm in the field and I want to eat the peiros, so it's a mashmouti decrease in quality. They're already looking at consumers in a store buying peiros, and they wouldn't buy such peiros, even though you're not technically buying the peiros. But okay, we'll put that aside. They explained to me their cheshbon. I said it here a few times because we're not going, nobody's going to the field. It's a whole different ball game. No one's going to the field to pick up Peiros Shvias, except for people that think they're going to get cheap Esregim. No, so the way we get the Peiros is through people picking it, that's what they based in, and packing it and sending it to the stores and putting it out on the shelves. That's how we get Peiros Shvias of Hefker. Otherwise we wouldn't get it.
If I went to the field, would they let me go in there?
What?
If I went to the field, would they let me go in there?
I would be shocked if they wouldn't. Again, you see people have signs on their houses when they have trees in their backyard. They can give you hours. They don't have to let you go tramping through their houses 24-7, 24-6. Right? So they say, you want Peiros Shvias in my garden, come between 1 and 3 every afternoon, and you'll have access to it, and you can pick payros. I assume they do something like that. If they don't, it'll be because they don't want people tramping around. It's dangerous. Maybe it's dangerous for coming Arabs. I don't know. It's a whole different... The world is different. It's a big business. It's like, so. Anyway, that's what they're saying, Mechan. Okay, we'll stop here. It's very embarrassing. I'll ask you